call our meeting back to order.
One change is on the nuisance cases that's on there right now.
Yes.
Jillian's going to repost it for 9:45 tomorrow. That is the contract that Bob's working on for Bill McCullough.
Okay.
We have to have an intern agreement before we start using him. And he didn't get notified. It was a disconnect on Friday, so he's going to work on it today and have it for us 9:45 tomorrow morning to approve. So BOE starts at 10, so we can just squeeze it before BOE starts.
Okay.
But that's what that was. It was a nuisance case for the contract review, so we can enter into the agreement with that rate.
If we're going to do that, which is fine with me, how about we move the other two items to 9:45 as well on Wednesday morning?
Okay. That gives us a little more time.
A little time, more time at CDAC.
I'll send them a note to do that right now.
The other two items on here, or the
other? The other two items on the 9 o'clock
for tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
All right. First here is maintenance agreement, which would be the CenturyTel.
Yeah.
On taking care of our equipment, we've got a cost of $2,228 a month.
I reviewed it as to form. It needs a our normal signature page is all. And other than that, I didn't really see anything that was a problem unless you guys don't like the terms. It's a 60-day notice. It can be terminated at any time. It's a one-year contract from July 1. That needs to be changed, however. I remember that. July 1 is past. You can't make a contract starting in the past. So the 1 would just have to be changed to today's day.
Okay.
Which would be 6, right?
Yes.
So July 6, 2010 through June 30th, 2011. And so it's a 12-month contract. And then it'll be on a month-to-month basis after that at whatever their rate is at the time if you want to continue it. Or you can enter into a new contract. But anyway, that's a short explanation of it.
The this is a budgeted item. I know that. From a renewal.
Any questions or comments? That evidently totals $26,403.36 if I'm
doing the math.
Understanding their Schedule A and
right. So I'll move that we approve the CenturyTel contract as presented with changes of a signature page and the proper date of the contract.
Okay, got a motion?
Second.
Is Don Blue, who's our person that works for this, or is it Gary Morgan?
Gary, traditionally on the equipment, it may be Tammy, but most likely it's I can look at the equipment, I can tell you real fast.
I know we've looked at this over the years numerous times, and I'm not excited about the cost, but I don't know that there's any alternative.
We don't need our phones going now, but $26,000 is a lot of money.
It's also our voicemail system. It's included in this also.
So, from your knowledge, is this the money that we're spending? I mean, if a piece of... I see some of it's software.
Uh-huh.
The other, the equipment part, if some of that equipment fails, then they're responsible...
Complete repair or replacement.
Okay.
The other thing that would this, I'll look here real fast, but the other thing that service contracts do is gives you a guaranteed response time.
Right.
Which our guys are not well-versed in being self-sufficient. They're doing better, but it's just as important as the equipment. It's the phone support and the coming on site when we're down, which we've had issues. Plus, it's 24-hour day coverage from them. So it's a little bit of everything. It's pretty standard. I mean, on a newer piece of equipment, when there's so many software revisions, traditionally in the industry, as it gets a certain age where the software stops getting revised as often, a lot of companies will drop the software, that drop the contract because then you can replace it cheaper. But because this is covering the unit over at the judicial facility, and I think our disaster recovery location over at the airport, Point Lookout Airport, We want to keep those versions all current.
Right.
So this is pretty standard for the age of the equipment.
Okay.
And as much as it is, it's us being down for a long time would be a bad thing.
Yeah.
So.
All right. Other questions? All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries. All right. Next, we've got one says Branson Airport. I don't see it here.
I've got it.
Got it.
It's it's almost identical to the 2006 agreement, and what it is, it's a see if I have another copy so I can go over it. I do. It provides for up to $10,000 per year for 5 years for a total of $50,000 possible of qualified expenses to be reimbursed by the City of Branson for our Taney County Airport as long as its acquisition or improvement of a fixed asset with a useful life of 5 years or greater. Basically, it's Branson saying that they will help us out with certain financial aspects of the airport as part of their contribution to the airport because of the good that the airport does for the entire community, including the City of Branson. It's very similar to the one that in 2006. They're just committing to another 5 years, so or at least it looks that. I don't know if they've approved it, but this is what we were given from the City of Branson, and it looks okay to me.
I make a motion for our approval. They run a little slow on that first one, but that's been a great assistance to
the funding,
funding in the airport. And
second.
Has it been 5 years?
Yep. Yeah, that's unbelievable, isn't it?
Okay. Any other questions or comments? All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries. All right. Next one would be Lookout Acres Agreement.
Okay.
Just
a second. I think I've got it up there. I made some amendments to it, very, very minor, and they made those changes, and it looks okay to me as to form, and it pretty much goes along with what the sewer district is okay with, and they approved it. So, no, they haven't. They're going to approve it today.
They're
going to
approve it today.
Okay.
I would make a motion to table that issue till the Wednesday morning or tomorrow morning, if there's a time to deal tomorrow morning when we take care of that other business, to make a motion for approval if they approve it.
We can just let's just because of time's sake, let's go ahead and motion to table. I'll second your motion to table till 9:45, and then when Nikki gets back up there, she can put me on the agenda. But that way, it's
right.
We're given the 24-hour notice.
Tabled and not posted, so you can have it at 9:45.
Right. Tomorrow. Because she's got her session now, and she won't be able to run up and run down.
Okay, we got a motion to second. John, Travis, any questions you're going to have on it? It's an increase on preliminary design, final design, $26,000, and $8,500 on the resident project representative services. I've got a question. Yeah, I've got a question there. What's that? The 8,500 resident project representative services.
The inspector, basically. Construction-based services.
Okay.
This is just to design the water line. These costs were built into that agreement that you guys approved previously, where the county was paying $75,000, the city $100,000, and the water association $50,000. They were built into that $225,000. This is just the engineering agreement. We're amending our existing agreement with the sewer district.
Okay.
Yeah, we hadn't brought that. Travis and I was discussing why it was on your agenda so early, and I think Mike Messina was just trying to get it before everybody. I mean, we generally would take it to the sewer board first. Sometimes we get ahead of ourselves, though. But Steve Adams, he brought in a check for Taney County last week for $50,000, and from the Lookout Acres Water Association. And those funds are the funds that's going to pay for the engineering of the water system itself and stuff. So we were waiting to get that check from them before we went ahead and finalized the agreement.
It's on there just a little premature, the reason I tabled it,
yes,
John.
Sir. So, well, I apologize for that.
That's fine. I mean, I just I would like the sewer board. Sometimes we have to in emergency situations, but I would like the sewer board to have their approval before we make our final approval.
I've got a doctor's appointment at 8:45 tomorrow that has some blood drawn and stuff, and if there's any change at the sewer board meeting, I'll copy Nikki on that so you gentlemen can be aware of that if there's any issue like that should come up.
Yeah.
But I don't anticipate anything.
Right.
Okay. Other questions? All in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Okay. Next one says Engineering Services Amendment Agreement.
John?
Gentleman in the hallway, would you please come back?
What's this Engineering Services?
I think it's one of the same guys, to be honest with you.
Okay.
It says Luke Elm Acre Sewer Design and Construction.
It's okay, it's the same agreement. All right. I asked if they get on, or somebody asked if they get on there, and I reviewed them, but I don't remember what it was. It makes sense that it's the same as the last one.
Yeah, that's all I can figure this out. Must be, on your agenda.
This must be the agreement that's being amended.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Next?
No, that's exactly what it is, because Jillian asked me, she said, what do we do with this other agreement? And I said it was the agreement that we've already entered into. So, okay.
We're good to go. All right, ready for Nikki, I think. Or somebody else have something want to do? Mileage rates.
I'd like to do the agenda first.
Okay.
Gentlemen, to review the agenda for the upcoming week.
Questions or comments?
The Transportation Advisory Board will be meeting on the 8th, which is this Thursday, at 8 a.m. I've contacted all the board members.
That don't interfere with their BOE.
BOE we established as a Wednesday as the primary day and Friday as an overflow day.
Okay.
So when it's not on our Friday agenda, that means they don't have anything. And so the clerk has done a great job of filling that time up on every Wednesday first and then going to Fridays. The other thing is I also let them know that Friday I have to be out of town. And so I think because there wasn't nearly the volume, she just went ahead and scheduled ahead of time. So, From what I understand, I think they're managing the times that we gave them. She's managing good on the volume. The only thing I was going to ask you guys about, just the BOE, do we want to make sure Bob is prepared? I mean, this can be discussion in Bob's session too, but a lot of times some of these cases are complex, and do we want to, you know, I assume we're going to use Bob as our reference point of doing the research before the case of the BOE can be prepared. Do we want to make sure Bob's aware, abreast? How do you want to do that? Is that what he normally does? Like, we've got some controversial ones coming up that I know he's going to do some research on that's on his top 10 list. Just let him know, or just...
I mean, those are already there, you said.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd say that's good.
Mm-hmm.
Are there others you're suspicious
of? No. I just want to make sure So I just want to make sure he's aware of it. So, because he should have some BOE research on his list then.
Often as I think back, we don't make a decision the day of that it's presented sometimes. I think most times, probably.
We table it and come back, yeah.
So...
You think we'll go to about 3:15 or so? Is that what you're saying?
The last appointment is at 3:00.
Okay, and then we go back to regular session.
We'll go into regular session. We have quite a bit that we've been holding.
That's right.
Stuff that we can't hold any longer because the collector needs to do some printing and
So, well, we'll have a full day tomorrow.
Very full day.
Excellent. We like full days.
I like to get them done, too. Thank you.
And then just the Transportation Board, I think you guys all saw copies of emails that Frank had sent to all the board members to kind of be prepared for that. So, and that's some of the discussion we're going to have about Tiger 2.
All right. Anything else on agenda? Good to go?
Good.
All right.
The state mileage allowance has increased from 47 cents per mile to 50 cents per mile. I just need you gentlemen to approve that. We usually stay in line with what the state does.
Motion to raise our mileage reimbursement rate to 50 cents a mile as consistent with the state of Missouri.
Second that motion. They seem to be bouncing around quite a little bit.
IRS does it. So when the IRS changes, that's when the states all make adjustments. Yeah.
Questions or comments?
I just need you guys to initial the memorandum.
Oh.
All those in favor say aye.
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 We want our initials. Motion carries. Any place?
Got crayon down there?
Yeah.
We didn't mention the date, but you got it dated, I assume, as of today?
Effective today.
All right.
Yes.
Next, we're showing Alltel inventory.
Last week, when we talked about our old phones, you asked me to compile a list of all of our Alltel phones, which I have right here.
Okay. And these were, you were talking about passing them on to somebody else? Not in use to the county anymore?
No.
You cannot, in the United States, you cannot hook up an Alltel phone to anymore. Internationally, it's different, but an Alltel phone cannot be hooked up to the Alltel network anymore. It has to be a Verizon phone.
And we talked about maybe placing it on Craigslist or our county website and putting a little statement on there about purchasing these, best offer.
Okay.
We obviously can't use them, you know, but someone else might be able to.
Then let's direct Mr. Finley to try to sell these on Craigslist or eBay or something like that. Is that right?
It's fine with me. It seemed like you had mentioned somebody, some organization giving them to him originally.
I spoke with Rick and he said we cannot do that.
Okay.
And that's why he said maybe we could put them on, you know, our website as well as Craigslist.
Okay.
Which, I mean, whatever you guys would like to do.
I think that's a good idea.
Let's just direct Rick to sell him however best he does other inventory that way. So,
have you had someone interested in them? You can let them know.
I just have them upstairs.
Okay.
And they're just, you know, maybe we could send out an email to county employees. Some of them may still have Alltel.
Do you just want to hand it over to Rick and let him just run with it?
That's fine. I can give him my list.
Yep, perfect.
This is probably a dumb question, but if for no use, if they can't be used.
Because we are complete Verizon.
Oh.
We have Verizon phones, as our new contract is Verizon.
Yeah.
Some of the other people had Alltel, and they were grandfathered in.
Okay.
That part of it, and then internationally, the phone's a phone. And so they lag, a lot of countries lag years behind.
Okay.
And it's pretty universal for some of the.
Gotcha. Sounds good. All right.
We didn't make a motion, but you're fine with the direction. So
yeah.
Okay. Data charges on a mobile phone?
Yes. I sent out an email quite some time ago asking people not to use the picture messaging, texting pictures, and we have almost $60 extra from individuals within the county. And that includes employees as well as elected officials.
Okay.
There is a way, I spoke with our rep, there is a way where we can block picture messaging.
For everybody or just individuals? But it doesn't matter. I mean, it's a chart. It costs. It costs.
Right.
Okay.
The
because we have the option of emailing the picture.
I see there's some charges on my phone. I will happily repay that.
I think it's just a learning curve of people not knowing that. If you text the same picture versus email the picture, text costs money, email doesn't cost anything. I mean, I email myself pictures all the time, and that's just it's a learned habit change. What do we do with this? Do we go back?
I mean,
and
in
ask
May,
them
I asked them
not to do
very
it.
Directly, not to do it anymore.
By email to all the employees.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this,
that's
this,
what
the front page is.
Ah, okay.
So everyone who has a county
phone.
You
talking about personal pictures or because
we've not yet. It could be someone. I'll give you what it is. Suppose Frank's out in the field, takes a picture of a bridge.
Yeah.
He can email it to anybody and it's free. If he texts it to anybody, it costs 25 cents.
Okay.
So it could be just it's a usage. I mean, I don't think Nikki's saying anything's inappropriate. It's just a matter of it's a habit. We got to change the habit. So what do we do with that?
And some of the people, you have to take this into consideration too. Some of the people, well, some of the elected officials, that is their personal number.
Right.
That the county is paying for.
Well, what I'm hearing is there's another way of doing it, so why would we not just cancel it?
That's really the question.
You mean, is that part of it?
No, no, not texting, just texting pictures.
It's texting pictures if there's another
way to
do it.
You can email the pictures.
Yeah.
All right.
And, I mean, there's a couple of individuals that are consistently using 411, the information.
Yeah.
Which we have an 800 number. It takes a little bit longer, but...
How do we want to deal with the bill? Do we just pay the bill and be more forceful in the email? Do we ask people to reimburse it?
I'd just take the service away if we got an option.
Okay, I'm
fine. I can block picture messaging.
Do that.
Where you can't text it anymore, but you'll still be able to email it, from my understanding, from our rep.
Let's make sure that we don't lose that, because I do take pictures in the field and email
right,
to people.
So you're going to verify that you're correct, that they are emailed. That
and that is what
that.
He told me last month when I talked to him.
Okay. All right.
That'll solve that problem. About 411, would you make sure you send an email out to all users and give them the 800 number?
Uh-huh.
That 411 is, we don't need to be using any extra minutes for information. Especially when you got internet, the blacker, you can just get your phone number yourself. So.
And then some people who don't have texting on their phone have texting charges. Very minimal, but it's still.
Can you turn that off completely on those phones?
Check.
My understanding was we had texting was free. Is that not right?
For the BlackBerrys, but there are some phones, like some of the voice-only phones, that you guys have chosen not to put texting on because
okay.
There should be no reason that they need to text.
Okay.
I will check to see if we can put a block on that as well.
Great.
Would you like me to come back to you guys before I anything?
Before you block the texting?
Yes.
Or just block it. I mean, they said they don't need it. We don't. No, I just say block it.
I'm for that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just want to make sure. I just wanted to clarify that. So that.
Yeah.
Yep. I say block. All right.
I had put nuisance cases on there for a different reason.
Okay.
We got a couple of complaints in. Dan went out and took some pictures.
And just so while she's coming up here, Nikki asked me about a process, a little bit better, if we wanted to do the process over again. And since Nikki and Jillian are taking phone calls, I thought it would be best to go ahead and get the pictures taken right away and then bring everything together at one time with the nuisance case and the picture so we can make a decision versus sending the case over to Dan and adding extra time in there. So anyway, that's a little different process than before, but it seemed like it was... We can stay on top of the nuisance cases better this way.
Okay. I'm sorry. I'm not seeing the difference. We're just asking Dan to take pictures before
we see it, okay. Just so we can
kind of. So they can have it all at once.
Yeah, I don't have any problems with that.
Okay.
You got any problem with that, Dan?
I didn't catch exactly what you said there. I'm sorry.
Oh, you don't care when we ask you to take pictures.
No,
whether it's
make any difference.
Gotcha.
I had the wrong address, is why I came over this morning. I just got those pictures this morning.
Okay. That's good with me.
Good.
The one I'm looking at here is not a nuisance. It's just tall grass.
Which address is that?
The one on Delaware. Had some junk out front, very little.
Teresa, it looks
yeah,
like.
It doesn't look like much.
It's a large field. They could have some way back in the field, but I didn't want them back in there good. The other one, the front, it's not too bad. The back's got grass about chain link fence high. So I don't think you have anything on
grass.
So I didn't ever see a problem.
That's Teresa, right? Or Teresa?
Teresa.
Yes. Yeah, I don't see Teresa being an issue, and I don't see Delaware being an issue.
I don't either. Somebody's went in there and mowed that yard. I mean.
So would you like a letter devised when this comes up sent to the property owner stating that we went out and looked at the property? Does not fall within our nuisance ordinance.
You mean the person that complains?
Well, I'd like to see two letters. One to the owner, just so that they know they got a complaint, and then the person who filed the complaint saying they don't fall within the nuisance ordinance that we've got established. I mean, that way, if I'm a homeowner and someone said something about me, I'd like to know.
That one on Teresa was a rental house that's now empty.
Okay.
Somebody has mowed the front, but not that
great
back. So
else. Letter,
what do you guys think?
The letter would probably, they would probably mow it, I'd say.
Is that all right with you guys? A letter to
just
each?
Just knowing they've been turned in, they probably mow it.
I'm me.
Okay, letter to each. You're going to work on that?
On both cases?
Yeah.
Some of those are anonymous or...
We don't take anonymous tips, do we?
Yes,
we
do.
We do, okay.
Excellent. So to the property owner, I would not mention the complainer.
I wouldn't.
No.
I wouldn't.
No, because we have several people that say, I don't want my neighbor to
right.
know.
Right.
We never do on any of our complaining calls.
Kids.
Right.
The bones
who is...
They're in the area.
Okay. Okay.
Is there anything particular you want on the pictures or just...
That's great.
Half pictures okay?
That's great.
So one of us will email you, like an address.
Right.
And as you're out in the field, and then if you could let me know that the pictures are on the common drive.
Yeah, email or call me.
Okay.
You know, if we're out in the field, sometimes it's easier just to let me call us and let us know.
Fair enough.
When you stop by and did it. I don't check email constantly all day. So.
Okay.
Not a problem.
That's fine.
Not a problem.
I just want to make sure things aren't going to fall through the crack because we have several... cases. What would you gentlemen like to do on existing nuisance cases? Because I have a whole drawer full.
Start bringing them back in front of us. Just start bringing them back. And then we got to figure out what stage it is.
Would you like him to go and
take pictures?
Take pictures of the existing
ones? You'd have to again.
I would.
As you're out and around.
What, new ones? I mean, the old ones renewed?
Right. Yeah. Just
to make sure they're still an issue, because if they're not, those cases need to be closed.
And I wouldn't do more than five at a time. I mean, that's a lot. But, I mean, I know we've got, but I would just start bringing those, get new pictures and bring them back for us so we can start the process and
get them in the system so we can handle them.
I can run those on PowerPoint so you can see up here if you just say you're bad or
anything. No, this is fine.
This is fine. This is great. This is great. All right.
Thank you, Dan.
Thank you.
I am summoning the people from upstairs.
Why it's more religious than it was.
I'm asking Julian and Bob to come on down.
Okay, who's got, while we're waiting on them, how about park board projects?
Angela Lease will be here.
Oh, okay, that's right. You.
How about Oakmont Parking? Is someone going to be here?
Chuck asked me to put that on.
Let's deal with that one.
I got a call from, Henneke is his last name. Bob, isn't it?
Bob.
Oh, yeah.
And I guess we need to, where are we on that?
We got our price from Randy.
We did?
Yeah, it was sent to us. So we can vote on it. If you want me to pull it up real fast and tell you what it is. It was far less than we expected, which was good. Let me get to Randy.
And what it was.
Was that going to have to be an intergovernmental? It's not an intergovernmental agreement, but it's going to have to be some kind of an agreement, isn't it?
Yes, we'll have to talk to Bob on that one.
Yeah, I'll give you what Randy sent to us. What day was this? The 22nd of June, after we had met, and his number he came up with was this. I'm opening his email. I've seen the road and parking lot area and measured the road. The road will require some minor pothole filling in the edges of the road hand patch. The road is 725 feet in length, and I average the width at 20 feet. Cost of chip and seal single coat will be approximately $1,600. The parking lot is two sections. One section is base rock. The other section is single chip seal. Cost of chip seal the parking lots are estimated at $2,800. Sincerely, Randy Hayes, et cetera, et cetera. I did check with, I think we all got a note from Donna Neely. She has grant money only for handicap ramps or handicap accessibility to voting precincts, but nothing else. So there is no money from the clerk's department that could, or clerk's department or access at grants to get that. So basically, if we want to do it, it's going to be on the bill of us.
Here comes Frank. Any
good morning.
New information on Oakmont parking?
Just the estimate that Randy did. If you have that, if you found it, you're okay.
Yeah.
Otherwise, that's all I can move for.
I guess the question would be that will come up is if we vote to do this, how's your be able to do it this season, I assume?
Yes.
This chip and seal season?
Logistically, we're in Ridgedale right now.
Oh, is that right?
And we have about a day and a half, 2 days left in Ridgedale right now.
So this,
I mean, they more than pay for this effort with the when they trade snow pile and all that, you know, when they help us over there on the snow pile season. So it's a small investment, I think. What do you think, Danny?
Good to me. I'm in agreement with you on this. I don't know. The only question I have is the addition of where it's base now, if that's been added versus is it part of the election deal or do we leave it base and work it as base roll it or whatever versus the chip and seal? Did they ask for a total chip and seal?
I believe they did.
Yeah, that's what I understood.
That's how I understood too. They asked for everything.
That would be my only question that we had. We're improving to the base part of it that, you know, if they decided to add on out another, I'm talking about in the future, you know, you've kind of got a deal here. I don't have any problem with what they're doing because I do agree with you on the snow removal that they're probably coming out in the red on that part of it for our work. So.
Right. If it's all right, I'd like to wait until we get Bob here so we can figure out how we write this up. It's a village, correct? Oakmont Village. It's owned by
It's not incorporated, but it's a
Property Owners Association.
Yeah.
So we'll have to, we'll probably do an intergovernmental or some sort of agreement with them.
I think so. It's.
But we, that's something we can ask Bob in, during the session. That way we can. Okay. I mean, I'm for it. I think we're all for it. We just get the documents for it, the correct documentation. I'm looking to see if.
Merriam Woods vehicle, Angela's going to speak to that.
I've just got, Rick Ziegenfuss is asking for two of them, also, two vehicles.
Okay.
To purchase or whatever. He needs, his sewer department's lacking, they're hurting pretty bad, and they could use the help if we've got extra. Now, the question is, what do we sell them for? I think that's a legal thing with Rick and, you know, what we can and can't sell them for the price-wise, but... Hollister is interested in that, and then
we made a price for Rockaway, $500 for the better ones, and I can't remember what it was on the other 50 or.
We actually didn't decide on that. We said we were going to. We actually have to follow up with Rick and see what we can sell it for. We said we. I don't think we'd ever voted.
No, we didn't. I don't think we did. But anyway, the.
So Rockaway's on there, and then
Rockaway, Merriam Woods, and Hollister.
Okay. While we're waiting here, the NACO voting credentials. Every year we have to we get to vote on the executive directors for NACO at the annual meeting, and what we just need to do is have a vote to allow us to. Participate, what is it, what's the official term on it? It's basically your signature, Chuck. It's a credentials voting identification form. So, motion to authorize Chuck to sign the identification form for our voting credentials at the national conference. We do this every year.
Okay.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carried.
Bob, as just so you know, you may want to take a note. Oakmont parking is something we were just talking about before you jump into your session. You can close the doors. We'll stay alive until they have traded with us, basically snowplow removal and some snow removal on around the Oakmont area, on county roads. They have asked us to pave their parking lot and street in exchange for what they've been doing over the years. We all are inclined.
In exchange with for what they've already done?
No, no, what they're going to do. Excuse me.
Okay.
What they've done. What they're going to do. And we are all in agreement that we want to do this, but we also know we need a basically an intergovernmental or some sort of agreement with the Oakmont Association and the county before we can authorize it. And our road and bridge chip and seal crew is basically in the Ridgedale area right now. So if we could do it quickly, then they won't have to backtrack at all. But could you come up with something like that so we could vote on it all at one time?
Yeah. Chip and seal parking lot in return for...
Parking lot and driveway.
And driveway.
Uh-huh.
Return for snow removal.
Uh-huh.
Anything else?
That's all.
I think they...
They also salt. I mean, they salt
and... Got, and they got the grader that he was out there on through the washout times.
Yeah.
They had, we had some pictures of...
And grading various roads, gravel roads for access. How about Thursday? Could you have it something?
Sure.
We're going to be here anyway at 8 o'clock Thursday. Why don't we just put that posted at 8 o'clock Thursday morning, Jillian?
Yes, sir.
And who are we going to be dealing with? Who has Oakmont at the present time? What is the entity's name?
I will...
You have to get that.
Do they actually have control, or...?
The board does. Let me forward you and you the email, and then I'll have also Carbon with Frank and Randy, because they were contacted initially, and that way you'll have all the contact information. They came and spoke to us at one time already, last week or 2 weeks ago.
And I'll email it to you. All righty?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I just want to, and then you'll post.
Yes, sir.
Oakmont parking. How about Oakmont parking lot and driveway and agreement? Those three things.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Motion to go into executive pursuant personnel, litigation, and real estate, 610-021, 22 and 23. We will be in executive for approximately 20 to 30 minutes, so those listening.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries.